This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of masked Hamas fighters brandishing assault rifles paraded in Gaza City, and the group's top leader made his first public appearance on Saturday in a defiant show of strength after the militants' 11-day war with Israel. Saturday marked the first full day of the ceasefire, and Egyptian mediators held talks to firm up the truce, which ended the fourth Israel-Hamas war in just over a decade. In the fighting, Israel unleashed hundreds of airstrikes against militant targets in Gaza, while Hamas and other militants fired more than 4,000 rockets toward Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the vast majority of them Palestinians. Lava from a volcanic eruption continued to flow in parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma. The Mount Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, erupted on Saturday, sending panicked residents from the nearby city of Goma evacuating. New coronavirus cases across the United States have tumbled to rates not seen in more than 11 months. It's sparking optimism that vaccination campaigns are stemming both severe COVID-19 cases and the spread of the virus. As cases, hospitalizations, and deaths steadily dropped this week, pre-pandemic life in America has largely resumed. Hugs and unmasked crowds returned to the White House. A Mardi Gras-style parade marched through Alabama's port city of Mobile, and even states that have stuck to pandemic-related restrictions ready to drop them. However, health experts also cautioned that not enough Americans have been vaccinated to completely extinguish the virus, leaving the potential for new variants that could extend the pandemic. This is VOA News. Some nightclubs in Berlin started welcoming party people to their outdoor spaces and over the weekend as the industry makes tentative steps to reopen following a long shutdown due to the pandemic. But true club culture is still waiting for its revival. Clubs are opening their outdoor spaces to guests only as beer gardens or for small concerts and performances, provided the party people present a negative COVID-19 test or vaccination certificate. At least 21 people running a mountain marathon have died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale winds hit the high-altitude race. That's according to state media on Sunday. After an all-night rescue operation in freezing temperatures involving more than 700 personnel, rescuers were able to confirm that 151 people were safe out of a total of 172 participants. 21 had died, according to the official Xinhua news agency, which said the runners suffered from physical discomfort and sudden drops in temperature. China's first Mars rover has driven down from its landing platform and is now roaming the surface of the red planet. The China National Space Administration says the solar-powered rover touched Martian soil at 10:40 a.m. Beijing time Saturday. China landed the spacecraft carrying the rover on Mars last Saturday, first for the country. It is technically challenging feat, more difficult than a moon landing. The rover is expected to be deployed for 90 days to search for evidence of life. China has ambitious space plans that include a crewed orbital station and landing a human on the moon. The U.S. also has an ongoing Mars mission with their Perseverance rover and a tiny helicopter exploring the planet. Iran's parliament speaker said Sunday that international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic's nuclear sites, escalating tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. Comments by Iran's parliament speaker, aired by state TV, further underscored the narrowing window for the U.S. and others to reach terms with Iran. The Islamic Republic is already enriching and stockpiling uranium at levels far beyond those allowed by its 2015 nuclear deal. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. Are you all ready to get your Pan-African groove on? I hope so, because I've got an awesome show for you. My playlist is culled from the top talents of Africa, some international superstars, even icons of African music like Salif Keita, and others you haven't even heard yet. Hey, Africa's a big place. You can't be expected to know all the great artists on the continent. That's not possible, but it's my job to know. And so I bring it to you week by week. Today, you're going to hear amazing music by artists from Mali, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Guinea, Togo, Egypt, Burkina Faso, and Nigeria. I've also got two special guests today. First, Dogo. Dogo from Togo, and he joins me in the studio with my Song of the Week co-host, Kwame Ofori. We're going to present Song of the Week, which is Dogo's song called Sokewo. And Dogo is based in the Washington, D.C. area. He just won a big music award with that song. So we're going to listen to it together and get the inside scoop on how Dogo from Togo is doing and feeling now that he's earned this award. Second, our Nairobi-based reporter Bill Odidi meets up with Kenyan singer-songwriter Diana Mayonde. We'll get to know Diana and listen to a couple of samples of her new EP called Color Purple. All right, so sit back, relax, and let's roll out. Kicking off the top of the hour, here's Ishun from Cape Coast, Ghana with Atien. Hey, yeah. Walk with swag, she says. Go out there and get what's yours. Now we drink Samin, yeah. In Satya, right. Hello, music lovers. That was Ishun from Ghana kicking us off this hour of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Ado Gwanja is one of Northern Nigeria's biggest stars. He's an actor and a singer. Salankitna is this song, most popular at weddings all throughout Northern Nigeria. The lyrics simply state the facts. Hausa women can't resist dancing when they hear this song. All right, that was Salankita by Ado Gwanja from Kano State, Nigeria.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Between 2010 and 2014, Seydou Diabaté, a.k.a. Kanazoe, assembled this fantastic balafon band. This is the lead-off track from the album Miria, released in 2016, and the message is African leaders, wake up, he says. Put an end to Africa's needless and deadly poverty. Now, I want to take a moment here, too, and just say, let's have this peace. Also, pay respects to the families of the 160 victims who lost their lives in the March 24th massacre in Ogosagu, Mopti region, Mali. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Kanazoe Orchestra, modern yet still enchanting sounds of the pentatonic balafon from Burkina Faso. And once again, our hearts go out also to the victims of the March 24th massacre. So sad in Ogosagu, Mali, Burkina's neighbor to the west.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that dial.
Change of pace now. This is Daria Albi by Hamza Namira from Egypt. The video to this song has roughly 100 million views on YouTube. Hamza sings, "Oh, my heart, you've been astray for so long. You've changed."
مش باين لي قلبك تايه من مدة كبيرة خايف تتكلم ليه في عيونك حيرة وحكاوي كتيرة متغير يا ما عن زمان قافل على قلبك البيبان حبيت وفرقت كم مكان عايش جواك إحساسك كل يوم يقل وتخطي وخطوتك تزل من كتر ما أحبط وتمل في انت الأدواك بتودع حل كل يوم تستفرد بي
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right. Hello, my darlings. One of Guinea's all-time classic songs that's still as hot as it ever was since its release in 1999 is Molanan. In the language Pul or Fulani, Molanan means caress me,
Petit Yoro, also known as the pole priest of Fouta Djallon, sings, "Caress me, my darling, from head to toe." right, that was Molanan by Petit Yoro from Guinea. Hello, lovies, this is Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to move to Malawi for a minute with Atot Manje and his awesome single Muntu. And then it's Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori and my special studio guest, Dogo from Togo. Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Hi, how are you? This is Song of the Week. And we are really lucky today because we have in the studio not just Kwame Ofori, who's always fun to have, but we also have the artist of the Song of the Week, Dogo.
Say hi, Dogo.
From Togo. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It is great to have you on set.
Thanks.
Now, Dogo lives in the Washington, D.C. area, and he's from Togo, but he lives here, and he just won an award right here in Washington, D.C., called the WAMA, or they call it the Whammies.
Yes.
Whammies. It's Washington Area Music Awards, kind of like the Grammys, but they call them the Whammies. And he won Best World Music Artist and Group of the Year. Yay! With his song, and the song is called
Sokewu.
Sokewu. What does Sokewu mean?
Forgive them.
And what are you talking about?
It's I believe that forgiveness is a great sign of greatness. I think it is, and I think it's a sign of victory too. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that people should forgive and not keep bad things inside.
Oh, that's beautiful. What inspired you to do that, though? Was there something that you had to, some bad thing happened to you?
Not just me, but everybody. I think,
so just, you know, an observation.
I'm talking to people also.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the song, and then we'll come back to Dogo from Togo with Kwame from Ghana to talk about the song.
Evola ngabiji keo evosia konuvire la konuvire makboda nusia nusi jova ila mega so wodo keo ifike yenuo vanyuade bonune akponko. E voilà, garçon conique, et voici pour di jovire ma cuora, Luciano si jovaila, mega so wodoke.
Bo 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 boy,
Bali.
Well, this is just a gorgeous song. This is Dogo. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, how you feel about winning the award. Let's just come back to the award real quick. How do you feel? Were you surprised?
Yes, surprised. I mean, I didn't go to the ceremony because I thought I would not win.
Well, you're being real here.
Not being real. The point is, I'm kind of new. This is like a single. It's not even on the album. And
oh, wow.
It's new. That's the first year I really started the project. And I look at my category. I saw the guys in there. I'm like, whoa. I better stay home and practice.
That's a good song.
So you were in your boxers at home, right? With your feet up.
Exactly. Relaxing.
Oh, that's great. Well, so tell us about this. I know you have a band here in Washington, but you said that you were in Togo, and that's where you recorded this song with a Togolese group and the women there. Tell us how that happened, how that came about. Did you go to Togo specifically to record music?
Yes, I go to Togo to record my songs because I believe that what I'm looking into, these songs, I will find them better there with the musicians there than here. So I go there to record the songs, actually. We went to the studio. I didn't plan to have the women in the song, but then when we, you know, I was in my area and then I saw them singing and I'm like, whoa, we should sing together. And they're like, okay, what do you have? And I went to them later on with my guitar and I played. And they're like, yeah, we like that. So we went to the studio.
Oh,
all they did is they just put one mic in front of them and they sang.
Oh, yeah, and definitely you can feel that authentic vibe in there. Like, it's very earthy, it's very raw. And for them to agree just on the spot.
Yeah, but the point also is that when we went to the studio, they wanted to make them sing one by one. I'm like,
because that's not how they're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It worked. It really worked.
It's very beautiful. And so it's in a mix of Ewe and Mina.
And Mina. Yeah, it's a kind of Creole. Like I say, my parents are not from the South. So I was not like born in a village in the South and something. But I was born in Lomé. And that's the language I speak and understand. You know, it's kind of Creole. It's a mix of Mina. Sometimes people add some French to it, even some English to it. Mm-hmm. That's what I use, basically. I don't think about specific language when I write my songs. I just write them.
So, Sokewo, is that what you would say, like, if someone's mad, like somebody did something to you, and you're, oh, you're just so mad.
Yeah.
Do people just, is that an expression that they say? You know, just, hey, Sokewo.
Exactly, that's what
I love
it.
There you go. Heather is right on the money.
Yeah, right on the money.
I'm going to remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's been wonderful having you here. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners out there?
Check Dogo from Togo on YouTube and go on Facebook, check out Dogo from Togo and, you know, listen to Togolese music. Try to push that out a little bit more and we're going to do better than what we're doing now. But what I can tell you, Heather, is that next year, you're going to hear some Togolese sound, some Togolese harmonies. As soon as you hear the first 10 seconds, you know it's Togo music.
There you go. Thanks so much, Dogo.
Thank you.
This is Heather Maxwell.
And this is Kwame Asante here for you now and always.
Song of the Week.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right. Hello, everybody. I've still got Dogo and Kwame with me in the studio, but we're going to listen to some more music. So next up is a brand new song by Maggie Cephas from Monrovia. It's called Papa God.
Next up, we are going to listen to a song by Bobby from Bo, as in Bo, Sierra Leone. And then we'll go to Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet singer-songwriter Mayonde. Don't know who Mayonde is? Stay tuned and you'll find out.
Good job, Doha.
Guys, and yes, this is Kwame on the mic. You just heard Bobby from Bo. And now let's meet our second feature artist by way of Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Mayonde.
This is Music Time in Africa. Thank you, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, in Kenya, and I'm delighted to be in the company of
Mayonde, Diana Mayonde, yes.
Diana, you're a singer, you're a songwriter, you're a stage performer.
Yes, recording and performing artist, businesswoman, a content creator based here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wonderful. And what are we going to open this conversation with? Select one of the tracks.
Let's start with Nairobi, because that's where I'm from. It's the city that I truly, truly, deeply love, where I've been born and raised. And I just love everyone in Nairobi and want to send them love with this song.
So that's Nairobi by Mayonde. That song, Nairobi, besides just paying tribute to the city in which I suppose you were born and, and brought up, what's the musical connection that you made there? Because I was saying that it's very soulful, but at the same time, you've given it this very contemporary edge.
I wanted to make a song that was some sort of anthem, an urban anthem for young people, for myself. Living in Nairobi is such an interesting human experience in terms of striving to be your best, making something out of nothing. And I wanted to celebrate that, celebrate the young people of Nairobi. And so when this melody came to mind, I rushed to one of my producer friends who really loved it. and he helped me put it together and brought Stony Jiwe on board. And
so that's the rapper, right?
Yes, that's the rapper who I collaborated with. And it's just become this beautiful song that connects me with people in my city. Whenever I perform it live and people sing along, it really is like an anthem.
On Music Time in Africa from Nairobi, we're speaking to Mayonde and her latest project, which is, well, Colored Purple. can we pick something else from the EP, Mayonde? What shall we play? We've played Nairobi. What are we going to play next?
Well, I just released another single from the EP last month called Chini Kwa Chini.
So we just played Chini Kwa Chini by Mayonde on Music Time in Africa. For those who might be listening in many different parts of the world, Chini Kwa Chini.
If there was like a transition, it would be like get down, right? Like let's get down, let's boogie, let's dance, let's have a good time. Yeah, Chini Kwa Chini means down. Good, let's get down.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mayonde. Wonderful, wonderful person. What's the last track we're going to play?
Let's play Party Nation. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell, and I'm Mayonde. Thanks for having me.
Feel the heat when we come through Party Nation. Hey. Sexy people around me, Party Nation. Hey. All of the men, they're looking so fly. Sexy girl, they're wiggling wine. On your feet, boogie and grind.
There goes Mayonde. She is a special talent, and the track is called Party Nation. This is Bill Udidi for Music Time in Africa, reporting from Nairobi in Kenya. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell.
All right, thanks so much, Bill. This next song is Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean, featuring KZ and Marvelous MC.
Love for boys in the city. Joseph Dean,
you the wild kids.
Big name, Marvelous
Njema. You know, dog, we're coming to give it a job. Yeah, boy, you are.
I now know I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say your mom. Say the
other, I was looking for my love of the man. For the way I find you, I will spoil you with love. Oh, me, no, baby, oh, me, man. I will hold you, play with you, she care you, can we do the love? Today, today, you will come. Talking say, baby, I'm feeling you, man. And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say your mom, the gentleman. Say your mom, the gentleman. Money, baby, money, two pound. Money, baby, money, two pound.
They love you, Zizo, no, papa's in. They love you, Zizo, no, papa's in. Ogwe yipa, money, kwae dema. Ogwe yipa, money, kwae dema.
Love in my kitchen, nana, in my bathroom, they reaching. All in my house, we there loving. And I'm scared of Ebola, can't chase me. In a case, you won't be casey, can't. That one, I mean nothing. I will spoil you, will love my baby. That will say that I will not spoil you. Then I say that one, la la la. La 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 la. La la. La 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 la. You my bum pity. My one pity. My only pity. I say pity, pity, oh pity song.
And I want to know, I will spoil you with love. Anything they say, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love. From Monday to Sunday, I will spoil you with love.
Say your mom,
All right, everybody, hello. That was Spoil You With Love by Joseph Dean featuring KZ and Marvelous MC. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We've got one last song by Salif Keita. This is his recent and last album, Un Autre Blanc, the lead-off track, Were Were. All right, that was Were Were by Salif Keita, and it is time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for hanging with me this weekend. Well, me and Dogo from Togo. Dogo?
Hello.
Yes, want to say goodbye?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. And also Kwame Ofori.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks, everybody. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we hope that you join us again next weekend. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, and 20:00 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.